Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. Today we have an absolute special guest, my new best friend, Rohan Gilks. He's the founder of Launch 27. I have been so sick of hearing the name Rohan and Launch 27 in this community. I finally figured we better have this guy on, see if he knows anything. I'll give you a little bit of a story, and then we're going to talk directly with the man. He actually started as the owner of a residential cleaning company in 2013 called Maids in Black. He grew that company from $0 to $3 million in 2 years, which is ridiculous. We're absolutely going to find out exactly how he did that today. A big part of his success came from the in-house software he created. What kind of a mad scientist genius are we talking to that creates his own software? He is here. He created his own software to manage his cleaning company. So much so, apparently people started getting more interested in the software than they were in his cleaning services. No offense to the good people at Maids in Black. So in 2014, he shared his brainchild with the world. And since 2014, we're recording end of 2017. This insane person has grown to over 800 users for the software. So I have a sneaking feeling he's onto something pretty spectacular with this thing. Today, we are going to get the secrets to his success for you nice people. Rohan, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much. Wow, what an introduction. And thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, I think more than 40% of that's the truth, correct? Like, I think...
That's how it played out, man. It's been a crazy couple of years, man. I if someone told me that this would be my life right now, I would not have believed them for a second.
Okay, first of all, we got to start from the beginning because you've got like seven pretty interesting stories, and I'm going to try to suss all of them out of you in the tiniest amount of time possible. But let's start at the beginning. What were you doing pre Maids in Black, and what on God's green earth made you decide you wanted to get into the residential cleaning business?
Sure. So pre Maids in Black, for 10 years, I was working as an accountant. I was working in accountant finance, and I got laid off.
Okay, fair.
So, go back to late.
Note to self, Rohan's like a not very good accountant.
Like it was back around like the end of the, you know, like the real estate bubble and yep. All that craziness happened, and I was that was kind of like my field. I got laid off, and then I started trying to figure out how to make money online, basically how to support myself by building some type of business that I could start without having a lot of money, because I had pretty much no money. And so this lady that was one of my previous home cleaners while I still had a job, she wanted me to build her a website. And I told her, hey, you know, I could build you a website and it would just sit there because you don't really have the time or the ability to really market it online. But that was something that I was learning how to do myself at that point. So I was like, I could build a website. You go do the work. I'll do all the marketing and let's see what happens. I was just hoping that I could probably do an extra, you know, $2,000 a month or something that would pay the bills. And before I knew it, I was doing about $30,000 a month in like month number five. And then I was like, I quit everything else. And here I am.
You're in Washington, D.C., correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I have a feeling this wouldn't take place in like a tiny town of 10,000 people. So we need a little bit of a decent population. So 0 to 30,000 in 5 months, was that all? Was it SEO? Was it paid? Was it signs that the, you know, homeless people holding signs at the corners? How did you have this huge growth?
So I started in a really crazy way. I was telling myself, you know, I can't market this in the traditional way that you market a cleaning business if I want to get the type of growth that I want to get. So what I did is I reached out to about 100 local bloggers. These are like food bloggers and restaurant bloggers and city bloggers. And I was like, you know, I would love to work with you to do a survey on the entire blogging community. And they were like, yeah, you know, we would like to know like how much these bloggers are making, like what they do for their real job, and just like learn about the community. And they all said yes, like 95% of them said yes.
And when you say 100, is that survey, when you say 100, is that a literal number or is that just kind of a round number? Like, was it literally, because that's a lot of people and a lot of work.
It was a lot of people. So is that literally 100? But it was very close. It was a lot of them.
So dozens of blog, dozens of influencers. Go ahead. So
yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, it was a ton of them. So I basically went to each one and then looked at the blogs that they followed and went to those ones and looked at the blogs that they followed all the way so until I could find every single one I could find that blogged on DC life and DC food and so on.
Okay.
So we did the survey and I posted the survey results. And they all linked back to the survey results.
Genius.
And, so when you say, and then I had a link from the survey results.
When you say you did a survey, I'm assuming with that many people, it was digital, right? You sent them a survey, they answered the questions, and then you posted their answers.
Yes.
Okay, so this wasn't like you called, like what you and I are doing. You didn't do that times dozens of times. You emailed them, and that's odd. That's crazy, by the way. That if you're willing to share, you don't have to, of course, but if you're willing to share the email that you sent, I would absolutely put that in the show notes page in terms of here's how I got. You know, I sent out 100 influencers local. And again, it's nice, right? If you try and reach out to a national or international, like a Tim Ferriss or Tony Robbins, you may not get a response. But if you're just with like the Wichita, you know, Kansas, you know, nightlife guy, he'll probably email you back. So you did the survey, you posted it. Since they all contributed, they all linked back to your survey. All right, now that you got, I'm a little slow, so I'm going to slow you down. Like, hold on, you're going too fast. I don't get it. Now that I caught up, you keep going.
Yeah. So yeah, that's exactly what happened. They all link back to the survey. And then, so now that one page has tons of links pointing to it from DC bloggers. So all they had to do then was add a link to my maid service directly from that page. So all that link juice, you know, flowed to my Amazing Black website. All that traffic flowed to my Amazing Black website. And then that set us up to launch by having a Christmas giveaway. So I went back to all those bloggers. I had already built the relationship and was like, let's do a giveaway and have Amazing Black Cleaning be one of the prizes. So all in all, when it's all said and done, this thing was retweeted. Both the survey and the giveaway were retweeted like over 1,000 times.
Jeez.
And Amazing Black was part of the story each time. And that was my launch.
Golly, that first of all, a quick tease for those of you going, man, I don't know. This is a long podcast. So I don't know if I can listen to the whole thing. I wonder if there'll be a giveaway or some sort of gift at the end. Seems like Rohan's got a bit of a pattern with calling influencers in a community, making a bunch of buzz, and then giving away something cool. Just saying, you might want to stick around to the end. So, and I love that you're still doing it, right? Because what I don't want you to do, and again, not that wouldn't be a great strategy, by the way, you know, hey, feel free to steal that exactly and, you know, reach out to the bloggers that are, you know, nightlife or restaurants or whatever the case may be, do exactly that. But I don't want you to think that's the only opportunity. What I really hear Rohan doing is I found the people that were in front of my audience that were my people were, and I got influence with them. And I basically just rode their influence. Instead of trying to become the blogging guy on maid service, I just made friends with all these other blogging guys and then kind of used their juice, their link juice, or their authority or their influence. And that was enough to go from zero to 30,000 in 5 months.
Yep. I'm glad that you explained it that way because it's exactly what it is. It's not a technical move. It's more of a relationship building thing. And if you want to reach like 10,000 people, you can think about ways to reach the 100 people that can reach those 10,000 people and build those relationships. And that's how we've kind of done everything else that we've done since then.
Man, I'm going to say that again for anyone that was, you know, making their coffee and missed that. If you want to reach 10,000 people, you can bust your hump for years and reach all 10,000 ineffectively, or you can just find the 100 people that are already in contact that those 10,000 people know, like, and trust and just reach the 100. That is a fantastic concept. And I love that you're demonstrating, you know, what's this, 4 or 5 years later, you're still doing the same thing, right? That's exactly what we're doing. Here we are. So I love it. All right. So that got you from zero to 30. What was, if you're doing, you know, a couple years later, you're doing 3 million, that's about 250 a month. So you kind of went from zero to 30 and then you 10X'd it again. What was the next step to get you from that kind of heck of a strong launch to, you know, being a 7-figure deal?
Yeah. So the next step for us was finding ways, because at that point, even at the 30, you know, I was pretty much just doing it like by myself and kind of figuring everything out. But as far as my systems, I was using like Google Calendar, Google Email, something called Zoho for like project management. I was using all these different things, like a different email service that would help my me organize emails. And then I felt like, okay, I need to build some software that would allow me to manage all this craziness, but also, and this was the critical part, allow me to have people to book service themselves. So that, like, if I'm sleeping, somebody can log on to the website, put up their credit card, and book service. And 4 years ago, that was super, super, super rare to find cleaning services that allow people to book online, see the schedule, and pay for it and everything. But that's what I worked on, and took me, I kind of built it in pieces, but I really focus on the online piece. That way we can acquire customers while I'm sleeping 24 hours a day. And that's really what kind of took us to the next level.
Okay, beautiful. So you saw that, hey, the big step here is, or the big sticking point is, you know, having a big sales force, seeing people face to face. Again, you want to be sleeping or with your family or watching TV, whatever you want to be doing. If you don't want to be face-to-face with a customer, you either got to pay someone that's not cheap to be face-to-face with that customer, or you want to automate the system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful.
Absolutely. And I went with automate the system.
And it's just, for the record, a lot of you guys that know me and listen to me a lot, I am a big fan of face-to-face selling. I think that there's a huge advantage. But that doesn't mean by any means that's the only way. And I'm a and if you come to do any business with me, you're going to notice it's all automated and you're going to spend your money online and you're not going to have to talk to me directly. So, and I haven't talked to Rohan about this, so I'm happy to hear your perspective. But I'm a big fan of a hybrid, not just, especially if you're not in a big city, right? If you're in a smaller city, you can't afford to just be like, hey, I'm going to take these leads that want to buy and just only automate them. You know, no opportunity to talk to anybody, no one else, because there's just not enough leads. But like Rohan said, sometimes people don't want to talk to a human being. They don't want a salesperson. And it is midnight on a Tuesday. And even if they do want to talk to you, you've got sleep to have. And you don't want to deal with that. What are your thoughts on, do you coach people or do you guys encourage people to go all automated? Obviously, you don't coach them to go all face-to-face or some sort of hybrid.
So I kind of like it. It ends up being a hybrid for a lot of people. And I like what you said about, you know, you really have to think about your city. If you're in Kansas somewhere, you know, you have smaller communities, people like know each other. They actually know each other. Yeah. In Washington, D.C., you can live for like 5 years and not know your neighbor.
Yeah, sadly, yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So we do the online booking and then we do the telephone. But we don't do any like face-to-face quotations unless there's some like really major thing, like we have to go look at like the Spanish embassy or something, and it's a huge property. But from 99.9% of our business is either by people calling on the telephone or online chat as well. We can talk a little bit about that and automated booking online.
Okay, so you do give a human opportunity, but you really aren't kind of coaching your clients or your tribe to go face to face. You're like, hey, if they want to do it over email, let's do it over email. If they're phone folks, let's get on the phone. If they want to chat, and if they just don't want to talk to any human being in any way, shape, or form, let the software handle it, and you worry about other aspects of your business. Is that a fair? Am I putting words in your mouth? Or are we on the same page? Okay, cool. And I love
that. No, we are absolutely on the same page.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. All right, so now that we've stolen all of your secrets to go from 0 to 30 and then 30 to 3 million, first of all, I got to tell you, you are a crazy person. I don't know who's just like, well, I need to automate this thing instead of pay. I'll build my own software. Sure, why not? So you build your own software. It's super fantastic. If you're like me, you were at the first part like, I've got this crazy strategic advantage. Nobody else is doing this, or very, very few, probably no one in DC, right? If they're doing it, they weren't your competitors. How do you go from kind of, you know, that hoarder mentality of, I can't let this get out, I don't want my competitors to have it, to, I'll sell it to all my competitors for very little money? How did that transition happen for you?
Yeah, so that piece is just, that was the easy piece for me, because I'm just wired in a way where I have this non-hoarder mentality. Like, I want to teach and share and get other people involved. I actually wrote a case study that a lot of other people follow to build their businesses as well. And so, yeah, I don't mind sharing. And plus, you know, I felt like in this case, I was going to be compensated very well for sharing. So it's kind of one of those things where I don't mind to even begin with.
Wait, you're saying you're not giving your software? You're saying you're not giving your software away from free? People are paying you? How dare you? What kind of capitalist world are you living in, my friend? Making a dollar off of your work.
Crazy.
Never heard of such a thing. Okay, so it sounds like early on it was clear, like, hey, there's just a tremendous amount of value here. I want to share it. People will definitely pay for it. And then does Maids in Black still exist? Do you still run it? How did that happen?
Yeah, Maids in Black still exists. It's still doing well. We're still growing. And I hired a management team to manage it. I check in every week with them, make sure everything is still going well, and kind of talk about the business for an hour or two every week. But then I spend most of my time on the growth and the development of Launch 27.
Okay, beautiful. So it's still working. It's still successful. Everything's good. You're still involved. You still own, or you're much less involved, but you still own it. You just decided you can bring more value to the world and to the Gilkes family by focusing on Launch 27 as opposed to Maids in Black.
Yes, absolutely. Because when you get into software, like say you have a cleaning company and you're doing $2 million a year or $3 million a year, like the multiple, like if you were to sell that company, like the multiple of sales that you could probably sell that company for is a lot lower than the multiple of sales that you can sell a software company for. So if I have like a $1 million cleaning company, that may be worth like, you know, $1, $1.5 million. But a software company that's $1 million may be worth $5, $6 million. And so there's really like some benefits to getting into software. And that's something that I enjoy as well.
Okay, so Cleaning Nation, sell your cleaning companies immediately. Immediately start building. No, just kidding. that's what I got out of this. Like, podcast over. Let's go. Let's go build some software, people. All right. So I'm dying to. And it's so funny because I've been doing this for quite a while. I've literally talked to hundreds of owners of cleaning company, and your name, Launch 27. I'm always hearing about it, and it's always a little mysterious. I kind of have a top level view of what you do, but I'm such a huge nerd. I want to like dive in and know all the ins and outs, but I'm too lazy to go check it out. So now that I've got you on the podcast, I'm like, screw all that going through the FAQs and all that boring crap online. I'm just going to beat you up until I understand exactly how this thing works. So, first of all, sure. Commercial, residential, or both, or just one?
Both.
Okay. So let's say Maids in Black.
Both commercial.
Yeah, just walk me through it like I'm a new guy. So it could be commercial, could be residential, but let's just pretend for this, I am in Phoenix. Actually, I'm in Prescott, but I live in Phoenix. I'm going to start betterthanmaidsinblack.com. I go to Rome. Wouldn't that be terrible if I tried to compete with you and then use your software to help me do it? So I'm starting Better Than Maids in Black, Maids in Chrome, Phoenix, and I come to you and go, Rohan, I don't know anything about anything. I have some money. If I give you the money, will you please help me? What would happen next? How does the software make my life better?
Yeah, so the software makes your life better in this way. Like in about 1 hour or less, you can have the entire backbone of a local service business that your maid service set up, and the entire front end as well. So I can say, one, here is a link where you can go choose a WordPress theme for your website that is already designed beautifully, and we've already tested it to show that it converts well, and that your visitors will come to that website, see it, and want to put up their credit card to do business with you.
All right, well, hold on. I'm already thinking you're full of crap. So, don't you lie to me on my own podcast, Ron. How dare you? Come on here in front of these nice people and tell them that they can have a website in an hour. Ridiculous. All right, so I have nothing. I have hope. Maybe a couple of dollars. Maybe. But I'm not even going to tell you about the couple of dollars because you want to take them. I can have nothing. Maybe a name. Maybe a logo. Go to Launch 27 and I'll have a full website, just a landing page. What in an hour, what can I expect to have happen?
Yeah, so in an hour, you can buy, like, go to launch27.com. There's a link at the top that says themes. Click on that, and you'll see about 15 or 20 or so local service WordPress themes. So it's more than just a landing page. It's like your home page, your about page, your booking page, services page. You have an actual WordPress theme designed for cleaning services. And we've tested all of these. to show that they convert. We've designed them well. They're beautiful. And like, if I can still say that myself. And so you can install it just like you would install any WordPress theme. This takes a few minutes and go from there. Then you
all
can
right, hold on.
Go
so
configure
just,
your launch.
Just so you guys okay. know, because I don't trust this guy as far as I could throw him. This is too much. Ridiculous. So I'm at launch 27. I'm checking this out. I'm just going to see what's going on here. All right. So there's a bunch of my all industries. No, I don't want all industries. Oh my goodness. We do carpet cleaning and window clean. What is going on? All right. I'm going to click maid service because I'm better than black people or not people. That's I can't say that. Better than maidsinblack.com. Book on the run. I'm going to check that out. All right. So I'm clicking it. And now, so just so you guys know, I want to make sure we're, first of all, I'm blown away by this. Is just ridiculous. So first and foremost, I want to make sure we don't make it too easy, you know, make it sound easier than it is, but I want to make it sound more complex than it is. So if I want to install it on WordPress, mm-hmm. I know from the folks I talk to, and that's most y'all out there, that's probably above and beyond what, not that they could do, but it would take them 30 hours to kind of figure out how to buy the, because this is the GERD WordPress. There's a WordPress.org and WordPress.com. One of them is fully customizable and you want it, but it's a little bit of a pain in the neck. The other one is easier, but you don't want it. I'm assuming this is on the good one. Do you, what if I don't know how to do that? Is that, can I pay you guys? Do I have to pay someone else? How do I go from I own better than maidsinblack.com and it's blank to actually having this thing up? What's that look like?
Yeah, you could contact us and we could connect you with some of our partner developers.
Okay. So you guys don't do that, but you know somebody that does. You don't do that yourself, but you know somebody that does. Okay. And first of all, I'm just looking at one right now. I'm looking at Book on the Run. And gosh, I hate to admit it, but this is pretty sexy, man. This looks really good. And just so I have an idea, I'm not looking for, I hate having to compliment my guests, but damn it, when you're right, you're right. And this looks fantastic. I've got 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, every 2 weeks, 15% off, mm-hmm. most popular. Sure. I want that. I'm going to click it, but I'm going to have you cleaning my house here by the end of this podcast, by the way. I was trying to get you to sell me some, not cleaning. I want software. And all of a sudden I'm buying cleaning services. Okay. So, what just happened? I just booked a cleaning. Damn it. You owe me $150 at Rohan. Or no, $186. Goodness, great. Oh, that's every month though. Okay, I can afford that. All right. So I've spun out of control. I don't know where I went. Okay, so what would that cost about? Just so I know, is it $100 I gotta give one of your developers? Is it $1,000? I don't need the exact quote, but just so I kind of know what to expect. If I don't want to do this thing myself, which again, Cleaning Nation, you can. I've done this. It's not crazy tricky, but it's harder than just like boop, 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 we're done. So if I wanted to pay someone, one of your folks, Rohan, what kind of bill would I expect for that?
To install the theme, it probably wouldn't be more than $100, maybe $150.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't need exact, but it's not gonna be $1,000 or $500. $100, $200, totally good to go.
Oh, no.
Okay. And even if that's right, I just went to GoDaddy.com right now and I just, for my $7, I just bought, you know, Mike'sAwesome.com. That's, I haven't done anything. That plus $100, give or take, to you guys. And all of a sudden I got one of these beautiful sites up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. And I'll be honest with you, Clean Nation. I'm only looking at one because I'm too lazy to look at all of them. But the one I looked at is pretty sexy. And I may have booked a cleaning. I don't know. So how much content, so all these pages, how much content do I have to write? So and a bunch of these, and again, this is in December, so things change. All these say like $450 at the bottom. Is that, do I have to pay that to get started with you guys? Does that come free if I'm a client? What are all these like themes? Is that what these things cost, or how does that work?
Yeah. So the themes are separate from the software service of Launch 27. So the themes is just like it's like provided that you don't have a website at all, you're starting from zero.
Got it.
You can buy a theme for $450. Yeah.
Got it.
And then the software will be a separate sign up that would integrate directly into the website or any website you have for that matter.
Okay, cool. So if you don't have a website, give Rohan the $450, give Rohan's buddy $100, give or take. And is this something that could be done in a day, like a couple hours, a week, a month? How long do I got to wait to get this thing spinning?
Oh yeah, it should not last you longer than a day. Maybe 2 days max if the person is busy. But this is not a big job at all.
Good Lord! So we're talking on a Friday. If I called you right now, I am calling you. But if one of my customers called your place right now and said, "Damn it, Rohan, I want the Suncoast Maids. Hook me up." and I give you $500-$600, by Monday or Tuesday, I got a brand new website that looks good. It's tested. People can book online. I'm living the dream. Well, we got to sign up for the service, so we're going to get to that. But aside from that, I got a website that rocks. I'm good to go.
Absolutely.
Okay. And it looks like there's four. And again, I happen to be on Suncoast Maids. If there's a how it works, book appointment, help, and blog. So there's only four pages. There's the home. So I'm guessing, I don't know, what do you think, Ron? An hour or two, maybe 2 or 3 hours, I could write the content for all this? Because obviously, I don't know. Did you guys write content that I can steal, or do I have to write my own content? I'm looking. I don't even see lorem ipsum. This all says like actual stuff.
Yeah, you'll have to write your own content. We have some dummy content in there, but it would be best to write your own content. But it doesn't take that long.
Okay. And I'm seeing
if I were to do it right now,
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead, go ahead.
I was just going to say that if I were to do it right now, it would probably just be, a good maybe 15 minutes per page or something.
Okay, so Rohan's an evil genius that made his own software. So we're going to figure an hour per page for us. But 3 or 4 hours later, we could have this thing up and spinning. Or just call Rohan at home. I'll make sure I include his personal cell phone number and address. You can just call him. He'll do it for you, right? None of that was true at all. Maybe. I'll try. If Rohan will give it, I'll give it to you guys. But I'm not going to hold my breath. All right. So first of all, that's super cool. I didn't even know you guys did that. I kind of just knew the software piece. I didn't know you had all these cool themes. And it's nice because I get trying to sell crap to owners of cleaning companies is the worst, because all I hear is, I'm broke, I don't have any money, I don't have any money. But good Lord, people, if you don't have $500 for a website, it may not be time to start a cleaning business just yet, right? Like, get a job, save up a couple thousand. You don't need 20 grand or 50 grand, but if you've got $9, cleaning business might not be for you just yet. So that seems super fantastic.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, we had to break this interview up into two super fantastic parts, so tune back in this Thursday for part two. In the meantime, Launch 27 and Grow My Cleaning Company have teamed up to give you a super fantastic deal, a $1 trial for Launch 27. Just go to www.launch27.com/clean-profit-method to get started today for just $1. We'll see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.